Aaron pointed over the windscreen at an enormous building of duracrete and steel that could have held 10 athletic stadiums. The peak of the dome stood several hundred meters high, and the innumerable venting towers and smokestacks that stuck from its surface looked like a thicket of spears. Not a single window marred the metal and duracrete facade.
"The works," Aaron said. "Or at least one of the hubs. Set down there."
As Zirid piloted the speeder down, Aaron looked back over the urbanscape, orienting herself to the relative position of the Jedi Temple. She could not see the actual ruins from their location. The intervening terrain blocked it. But she could see the smoke plumes. The image of the ruined temple still haunted her memory. Zirid put the speeder down atop a nearby parking structure. Few other vehicles shared the structure. A single speeder and two swoops, both tipped onto their sides, were all that Aaron saw.
"Where is everyone?" Zirid asked.
"Hiding in the lower levels, maybe. Staying home."
Though it seemed a lifetime ago, the attack had happened only a day before. The populace was still in shock, hiding perhaps, picking up what pieces they could. They took a lift and auto-walk to the works hub. A large gate and security station provided ingress through the 10-meter duracrete walls. While the gate remained closed, the security station stood empty. Ordinarily, it would have been well guarded. Aaron and Zirid climbed over and through unchallenged. The mammoth structure of the hub, larger even than a Republic cruiser, loomed before them. Zirid drew a blaster from his hip holster, then pulled another from a hidden holster in the small of his back and offered it to Aaron. She declined.
"Thought I'd ask," Zirid said. "That lightsaber doesn't do you much good at 20 meters.
"You'd be surprised," she said.
The arched double doors that offered entry looked like something from an ancient Alderaanian castle built for titans. They were enormous. Aaron's Raven starfighter could have flown through them.
"Power is still on, and controls are still live," Zirid said, examining the console on the doors.
Aaron tapped a code she'd learned years before into the console. Somewhere, invisible gears turned, the groans of giants, and the doors began to rise. The doors opened, and they entered, walking empty corridors that smelled of grease and faintly of burning. The metal floor vibrated under their feet, the snores of some enormous, unseen mechanical beast. The shaking increased as they moved deeper into the complex. Somewhere, metal ground against metal. They cut away from the wide main corridor through which they'd entered, and moved through a network of halls and offices sized not for vehicles, but for sentience.
"I've never seen the inside of a hub," Zirid said. "Not much to look at. Where are all the mechanisms?"